Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Weintraub. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Scarsella. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Grissom. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Lee Grissom. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Earl Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting 8th. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weintraub. Brown reaches second base with a double. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Martin reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts in front of the plate. Lombardi fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Phillies. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scarsella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Scarsella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney strikes out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scarcella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert takes first base on ball 4. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gelbert moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards right. Moore fields it and throws to second to catch Grissom for the out. Gelbert scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Phillies. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis now catching. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters strikes out. One out. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Grissom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman strikes out. One out. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 1 in the game. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brown. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Reds 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert fields it and has Moore trapped. There's the throw to Outlaw and over to Camporis, who tags Moore for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1. Phillies. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Les Scarsella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarsella hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gelbert hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 1 in the game. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 1. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters bunts towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Sherin moves to second. One out. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sherin moves to third. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherin scores. Brown moves to second. It's 5-1, Phillies. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Arnovich takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Martin moves to second. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scarsella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grissom for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Outlaw moves to third. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 2 in the game. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Reds 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitney moves to third. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sherin hits a line drive into center field. Kyler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kyler. Whitney scores. Young moves to third. Sherin moves to second. It's 6-1, Phillies. Gene Schott now pitching. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young scores. Sherin moves to third. It's 7-1, Phillies. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Moore reaches second base with a double. Sherin scores. Brown scores. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Phillies. Johnny Vandermeer now pitching. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Atwood takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Atwood. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Atwood steals second. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 0 for 2 in the game. Scarcella hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Reds 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sherin strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Phillies 10, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Camporas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporas is 0 for 2 in the game. Camporas takes first base on ball 4. Lou Riggs pinch hits for Johnny Vandermeer. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Reds 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Whitey Moore now pitching. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin is hit by the pitch. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Moore strikes out. 2 outs. Mori Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Martin steals second. Mori Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to third. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 3 in the game. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Atwood juggles the ball. That's an error on Atwood. Outlaw scores. Goodman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Phillies. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Walters. Goodman moves to third. Weintraub moves to second. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 0 for 3 in the game. Scarcella strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Goodman scores. Weintraub moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 10-3, Phillies. Alex Camporas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Camporas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.